Welcome to Social Geek Radio, brought to you by Deb Evans Consulting and Kigo. Unlock your digital potential. Here are your hosts, Deb Evans and Jack Munson.
Hello, geeks. It is Social Geek Radio time. How you doing tonight, Deb?
I'm doing great because you know what? We did not get snow this week in Texas, at least the part of Texas that I'm in.
Well, and interestingly enough, we didn't get any snow in Chicago. So the rest of the world pretty much got snow. So so I guess we dodged another bullet here in the winter of 2017. Excellent. Yes. What do you got for a geek it out for us tonight?
So we always talk about Facebook, so I'm going to skip it and not do Facebook this week. But let's talk about Instagram.
Are you kidding?
No Facebook?
Okay.
Sort of, kind of, right. Because we're going to talk about Instagram, and we know that Instagram, Facebook owns Instagram, and that's the other visual app that, you know, a lot of our audience uses. So there's an app called Planoly. It's Planoly. Now, some time ago, I introduced an app that said, you know, you can do it on your computer and it lets you schedule Instagram posts, which that's, you know, always been kind of tricky. You can't schedule your Instagram posts, but Planoly allows you to schedule it. But it's got some other features on there, which I think, you know, scheduling an Instagram post is pretty huge in itself. But
absolutely,
when you download
the
app, and you can use it on your desktop as well, but I'm sitting here looking at it on my phone. What I love about it is that if I click the little calendar part of it, it shows me on my calendar what I've already posted. So if I go back like a previous month, I'm looking at it going, oh dear, I only posted like 4 times to Instagram. Of course, it's not really my business to be posting a lot on Instagram, but if you are, you know, a company that has very visuals and you should be posting often, you'll be able to look to see how many times it was posted. It also shows you what's scheduled. So if I go ahead a month or two, I could look at it and say, oh, wow, look, I've got a lot of posts scheduled for April and into May. So I can see that. Another thing it has is analytics. So, you know, we should all be looking at our analytics. It tells you the basics, how many followers, how many you're following, but it also tells you how many likes a post has received or how many likes you get from your Instagram post, how many comments, likes per post, comments per post, followers, gain or loss. So there's a lot within the app. And if you are an Instagram user or social community manager or whatever, and you have multiple accounts, you can switch accounts. So you can say, okay, I'm looking at my Deb Evans CE now, but now I'm going to, you know, toggle and I'm going to go to another account that I manage. So there's a lot within the app that I haven't even explored and touched yet, but I think it's going to be one of the new favorites with Instagram users.
So if you were like a franchise system, you could switch back and forth. If you had multiple accounts for multiple locations, you could switch back and forth and toggle that. That's great. And it's called Planoly, is that right?
Yep. Planoly. That's how I pronounce it, but Planoly or, Planoly. So cool.
Excellent
app that I think might come in quite handy.
I will check it out. Thanks for that. And
you're welcome.
Let's jump into tonight's conversation on one of my favorite subjects, STEM. You want to introduce our guest?
Yeah, I bet you're a STEM whiz, aren't you?
I am a STEM whiz with a STEM daughter.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
We hit it. So Dory Roberts is founder of Engineering for Kids. And poor Dory, thank you for joining us. And she's in that area where they got hit with snow this week. But Dory, tell us a little bit about Engineering for Kids and how you actually got started at this franchise.
Sure. Well, thank you for having me. And so my background is in education. I'm a former high school engineering teacher in the public school system. I have an undergrad degree in elementary, middle, math and science education, and my master's degree is in technology education. And while I was a high school teacher, I had an opportunity to be the advisor for the school's Technology Student Association. And that gave me the chance to take my high school students to various competitions throughout the country and compete in fields of engineering, technology, architecture. And throughout that process, I had my own children, and I would cart my own kids along with me to all of these events, and I saw a spark in my own kids. They were very excited with what my high school students were doing, and they wanted to compete too, and you know, they kept tabs on what my high school students were doing. So I had started looking at ways to foster that interest they had in engineering, and because I have a background in elementary middle education as well, I was able to look at the elementary school curriculum and look at other programs that were available and found that engineering really wasn't being taught at the elementary level. So I had a fantastic opportunity as a mom to volunteer at their school and offer an after-school program. And I took what I was doing with my high school students in civil engineering, and I changed it up to make it more developmentally appropriate for the elementary age students, and taught it an after-school program in civil engineering. And I received a great response from the principals and teachers and the parents. And at the end of the class, they asked me to come back, and I had a couple parents pull me aside and asked if I was going to offer any summer camps over the summer. So I saw a business opportunity there, and I started engineering for kids, and I started adding more programs just beyond after-school programs, and started developing the curriculum and expanding the curriculum. And we now offer programs in the after-school setting, as well as summer camps, birthday parties, workshops for scouts, in-school field trips, many other programs. And we offer programs in all the different fields of engineering, so from aerospace engineering to civil engineering, electrical engineering, and we've also added robotics programs. So we do a lot with Lego robotics and electronic game design, coding, and computer programming. So a couple of years into it, I started getting people falling upon my website. They would Google, you know, engineering programs for kids in Chicago, Illinois, or I would have parents pull me aside and say, hey, I was telling my sister in Atlanta about this. My nephew would love engineering for kids. Do you know of any programs in Atlanta? So I started thinking of ways in which I could grow engineering for kids and decided that franchising was really the best business model to grow engineering for kids. You have that owner-operator that knows their own community best. And so I started, I joined the International Franchise Association and started taking as many free seminars and workshops as I could find and reading books and talking to consultants and talking to other business owners in franchising. And through networking, I learned a ton and found a fantastic franchise attorney and started doing the work and began franchising the business. We sold our first franchise at the end of 2011 to a couple in Portland, Oregon, and we now have 155 locations, and we're in 26 countries. And so just this week, we have a few countries with us in training this week. We've got someone from Thailand and someone from Pakistan here with us during training this week. So it's been a lot of fun seeing engineering for kids grow worldwide.
Oh my
That's
God. I
really
mean, that is
amazing growth.
That's a lot of growth.
So in 5 years, you went from your first two franchisees to over 140 or 150 in 5 years. That's really pretty unheard of, right, Deb?
And international. I mean, it's a great, I know Jack, you know, has a daughter that is plugged into the whole STEM and the engineering, and I've got grandkids, and it, I can see why the excitement would build, but just congratulations to you for taking that concept and that model and just really just leading the way for this particular brand. It's really phenomenal. You've done a great job.
Wow, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, we know some brands that have been around for quite a few decades that are household words that that haven't netted 150 new franchisees in 5 years. So
international.
So yeah, we besides learning STEM, I think there's a lot of people who could learn a little bit about franchise sales from you as well. So
I think so. So, you know, I was on your website, and what I'm really impressed with too, I mean, besides all that you've already done and accomplished, but you're also reaching out and you've got this, I guess, charity side of you too, to where actually on your website, I'm telling you something you already know, but to, you know, you have a button there to help us provide engineering education to all children, and then somebody can click that button and donate. So tell us a little bit about, you know, what you're doing with that, that I'm floored. I'm loving it.
Sure. Well, about 3 years ago, we decided that we really wanted to have a social impact. And our mission at Engineering for Kids is for every child engineering education. So our goal really is to give every student an opportunity to learn engineering and potentially be inspired and not only learn the skills, but, you know, think of engineering potentially as a career choice. And we have some of our franchise locations that, you know, within their territories, there might be some schools that might not be able to afford an Engineering for Kids program. So we decided to create the Engineering for Kids Foundation so that we could raise money to reach some of those students that otherwise may not be able to afford an Engineering for Kids program. So what we've done is we have partnered with the Kids Connect Network, which is a nonprofit that that partners with other foundations in order to provide mentorship programs for at-risk kids. So what we do is our franchise locations, they reach out to the local high schools, and we get the high school students who have a very strong interest in STEM. So it could be the high school robotics team, the technology student association, the math club, or a leadership club. And we partner that school with a neighboring elementary school that's perhaps a Title I school where there are at-risk kids. And those high school students go in and they mentor and they partner with those elementary kids. And they work side by side on Engineering for Kids projects that we have developed with our curriculum. So it could be that they're building a robot to solve a particular challenge. And so those high school students are great role models for these kids, and it gives these kids an opportunity to learn engineering and get real, you know, one-on-one experience with their mentor. And so a franchisee can reach out to local businesses that might want to you know, adopt a school in order to provide the funding for the program. But we've seen great success, and we're very excited at what the foundation has been able to do and how we've been able to fill that need of really reaching, you know, every child and giving every kid the opportunity to learn engineering.
I love the mentor idea too with the older kids and the younger kids, because they're not just building robots, they're building, you know, leadership skills for the older kids and also, you know, some aspirations for the younger kids too. That's that is fantastic. So tell us about I think we mentioned earlier about Engineers Week just happening this past February.
Sure, yes. Yeah. So every February there's Engineers Week, and what we do at Engineering for Kids to celebrate Engineers Week is we ask all of our franchise owners to offer some sort of free community outreach program. It could be a free workshop. It could be something where they, you know, find guest speakers and go into schools, something to celebrate and something that we can all do as a system to really reach out to the community and provide programs. And it's all free that we do that week in celebration. So we have a couple of locations that offered a free program, say at a library, and they invited the kids in to do an activity. Something very special to us is Girl Day. So February 20th is Introduce a Girl to Engineers Day. And, you know, as a female and as a mom, I'm all about inspiring women to look into STEM fields. And there's a real gap in females in engineering. And so Girl Day is something that we celebrate during Engineers Week. And several of our Engineering for Kids franchisees offered free programs specifically for girls, you know, to try to get them interested in engineering. And, you know, studies have shown that if we can reach girls at a younger age, they're more likely to stick with engineering and ultimately pursue a career in engineering.
Agreed. And I think that's great. You know, you get those girls involved. So your franchise brand has done, like we said earlier, a phenomenal job about embracing the community. You've got boys and girls. You're showing everybody that engineering and then STEM, and let's remind everybody that STEM is science, technology, engineering, and math, correct?
Correct, yes.
So you're enhancing, you know, what our public schools and private schools are trying to do in the education. But, you know, you've got franchisees that I know, I've talked to other franchisors that, you know, they try to get these ideas out in the system and they say, let's do this, you know, let's get our community involved. And it's not always that easy. You've done that and they're donating their time and, you know, their talent and sending out their employees to do these free classes. So no wonder you guys, you've got quite a culture that you've built in the communities and franchising. So can imagine you've got a waiting list of more franchisees that would like to join the ranks. So with that said, if, you know, how are our listeners find, I know if they Google Engineering for Kids, but where would you direct them if they're somebody that's really interested in becoming a franchisee and joining the brand?
The best place to look would be our website. It is www.engineeringforkids.com. And so once they get to the website, they can click on the franchising tab and learn about the business and best ways to contact us.
Very good. And you on your website, too, you have all the locations. So if you've got listeners that are, they have kids like Mr. Munson here or my kids, we certainly can go to the locations tab and find programs near us. Now, are most of your classes within or in a school, or do you have brick-and-mortar locations?
Some of our franchise owners have a brick-and-mortar location. It's something that's optional when they purchase a franchise. They also offer programs in the schools, so they have that opportunity to offer programs in multiple locations.
Very good. Well, yeah, franchisees, listen up. You know, you can be a home-based business or you can have them brick-and-mortar. So great two options there within your franchise system. Jack, do we have any other questions we want to give to Dory before we release her and let her get back to working with those kids?
You know, let's Dory, is there any way people can contact you if they have more questions specifically about your business or maybe they'd like to ask you some questions about some stuff you raised tonight, maybe on LinkedIn, or is there a way to contact you through the website?
Sure. So through the website, there is a Contact Us tab, and they can put in their contact information and reach us directly. You can also find me on LinkedIn, and you can just put in Dory Roberts.
Excellent. Dory Roberts, founder and CEO of Engineering for Kids. Thanks so much for joining us tonight on Social Geek Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Dory. Say hello to everybody and your team for me, and we'll see you soon.
I will. Sounds good.
Okay, good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks for joining Social Geek Radio. Brought to you by Deb Evans Consulting and Kigo. Unlock your digital potential. Copyright 2017 Social Geek Radio.